Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What else?
Taste that flavor smooth and light. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Not even the President of the United States is more closely guarded than a certain young lady, 17 years of age, who resides in Los Angeles. No, she isn't of royal blood, and she isn't the heiress to a fabulous fortune. As a matter of fact, she's the daughter of a $59 a week riveter, Chester A. Riley by name, who has dedicated his life to protecting his little girl from the predatory onslaughts of one of the most dangerous species in the animal kingdom, the American college boy.
Hello?
Is this Gladstone 6, 5932?
Yeah, this is Gladstone 6, 5932.
Is this the Riley residence?
That's right.
I'd like to speak to Babs Riley, please.
Wrong number.
Who is that, Daddy?
Huh? Wrong number.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. Would I lie to you?
Well, I thought maybe it was for me. I was expecting a boy to phone.
Oh, you were. Even if it was him, it wouldn't have done you no good, because you're staying home for me. Now, don't argue. You ain't going out, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, Riley, are we going through this every night?
No, I mean it, Peg. For the last three nights in a row, she's been out with boys.
Yeah. I didn't go out with him. We just studied in the library.
Give me that stuff. I studied with your mother like that. Well, you ain't going to wind up like she did, married at 18.
I'm not getting married yet.
Well, you bet you're not. I'll see to that. You're staying in tonight, so just make up your head.
All right. I have no intention of going out.
Huh. I like it.
There's a boy coming over to see me. We're staying in.
Well, now you're sure. What? Well, that's what you think. You're going out. I mean, you're staying in, but alone.
Oh, Mother. For heaven's sake, Riley, what's the harm if this boy comes over and spends an hour with Bab?
What's the harm? You still don't know? After all the times your old man kicked me out of your house?
Oh, that's Tony now.
Don't let him in.
I will so.
I forbid it.
Oh, Mother.
I absolutely forbid it.
Bab, let him in.
All right, let him in. But remember, I got my eye on you.
Oh, Daddy, please.
Hiya, Bab.
Hi, Tony. Come on in. Tony, you've never met my mother and father. Mother and Daddy, this is Tony Adams.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
Pleased to meet you, too, sir.
Peg, what are you poking at? Oh, pleased to meet you.
Well, shall we go in the living room?
Yeah, let's all go. Peg, cut it out. You'll break my ribs.
Well, we'll see you later, Daddy.
Yeah, we'll leave the door open.
Finally.
You get more heat from the floor furnace.
We won't need any more heat.
I bet they won't.
What's the matter with you? Why do you act like this?
You got to be strict with these kids. You got to watch every move they make.
But Babs isn't a kid anymore. But you don't seem to realize she's 17. Well, she's grown up.
Oh, she's boy crazy.
Oh, every 17-year-old is.
No, I never was. I mean,
Why do you assume that every single boy in the world is a leering wolf who can't wait to get innocent young girls in his clutches?
Well, if they ain't, they've certainly changed since I was a boy.
And besides, Babs is very smart. She'll never do anything foolish.
Now, wait a minute.
What is it?
Listen.
What's wrong? I don't hear anything.
No, that's what's wrong. They stopped talking.
So what?
Oh, Peg, I wasn't born yesterday. When a girl's entertaining a boy in the living room with the door shut and they ain't talking, it's a cinch they ain't playing dominoes.
Oh, you've got an evil mind. How many times have we sat in the living room a whole evening without saying a word to each other?
But we were playing dominoes. I don't like this.
Riley, you come back.
They can't put nothing over on me.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, you two in here?
Yes, Daddy.
Come right in, sir.
Thank you. Just want to catch a show on television. All right, don't mind me. Go right ahead with whatever you were doing. What's wrong with television? Instead of running around till all hours of the night dancing and whatnot, you kids should watch television. Very educational. You can learn a lot from it. Now watch. What?
Oh, John. John, darling. Put your arms around me. Hold me tight. Kiss me, John. Oh, John. I love you.
Wrong channel. The boxing's usually on channel 2. What time is it? I don't understand. We shouldn't have... What time is it, Babs? Babs, I asked you... Hey, where'd they go? Oh, wise guys. Well, they couldn't have gone far. I'll find them. Oh, here you are. What are you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, well, I thought I'd make some coffee.
Coffee, huh? Well, I feel like a spot of coffee myself.
Well, I'll bring it to you in the living room.
Yeah, why don't you watch your television program?
You might as well wait here till the coffee's ready. Just don't mind me. Go right ahead with whatever you were doing. I'll see if I can rustle up something to go with the coffee. Let's see, what's in the icebox? Let's see, there's ice. Cream cheese, margarine, liverwurst, grape jelly, onions, peanut butter. Hey, how about a cream cheese, margarine, liverwurst, grape jelly, onion, and peanut butter sandwich? On Rye Crisp. I said, how about a cream cheese... Where'd they go to? Oh, so that's their little game. Well, three can play at that game. You can't give me the slip. Babs, I... Oh, they ain't in here. Oh, they must be in there. Babs... Here he is. Where'd they go to? Oh.
Shut the door. There's a draft. Can't you see I'm shampooing my hair?
I was looking for Babs and her boyfriend.
Well, they certainly wouldn't be in here.
All right. They couldn't have disappeared into thin air. Maybe they're on the porch. They ain't here either. I don't understand. Well, that's it. They're in his car. Thought he'd put one over on me. Wants to make love to my daughter, but he hasn't got the decency to do it in front of me. Has to sneak out to his car. Well, I'll fix that, wise guy. Got your trap.
Hi there.
Daddy.
Now, you stay out of this bed. I'll handle this young wolf here.
Mr. Riley,
well,
we were
you
just...
thought you were clever, huh? Well, I'll show you just how clever you were. Get out, Beb. And you, wise guy, turn on the ignition.
Yes, sir.
Start the motor. Release the brake. Let your clutch in. Now step on the gas and beat it. You'll think I'm all hollow and cry.
Yes, sir.
Now you come in the house, Beb. Beb. She's still in the car. Beb, come back. And on top of that, you come home 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was home by 11.
Don't quibble. You had no right to disobey my orders.
Now, Riley, that's enough. You were out at half the night. Let's have our breakfast in peace.
She's got to learn how to behave herself. A young girl, not even 18 yet.
Will you stop worrying about that?
Why shouldn't I worry? She goes joyriding till all hours of the night with this boy. Who else is going to worry? His father?
Well, you told us to go.
You tricked me. I thought you got out of the car. I told you to stay home.
I was perfectly willing to stay home with Tony. Why did you follow us from room to room, spying on us like the Gestapo?
The Gestapo? Did you hear that, Peg? You hear what she called me?
It's true. You had no right to do it.
I had no right... Whose house is this, anyway?
This isn't a house. It's a concentration camp.
Well, that's a fine thing to say to your own father. Just you remember, I pay the bills in this camp. In this house. And you'll do what I say.
I'm entitled to some privacy.
And if you don't like it here, you can move.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, go on. Who's stopping you?
Riley. I will. You see if I go. I'm sick and tired of being treated like stuff. Riley.
Yeah, well, don't get excited. She's just talking. She takes after you.
Oh. Riley, I know Babs.
She's threatened to move a dozen times. Where's she going to move to? She ain't got a cent to her name. And that she takes after me.
Riley, you're not being fair, Riley. All she wants is a little privacy.
Privacy. That's the trouble with the kids of today. They got fancy ideas. Privacy. When I was a kid, me and my brother slept four in a bed, and there was always room for an overnight guest. I was 21 before I had a bed of my own, and I had to get married to get it. But Miss Hoity-Toity there, she's got to have a whole wing to herself.
Oh, all she wants is to be able to entertain her friends without interference.
Yeah, but as long as she keeps bringing home those football players, I'm running interference.
Now, you go and apologize.
Me? Apologize to her? Oh, no.
Don't be stubborn. You know you were in the wrong.
She'll have to apologize to me.
You don't understand a girl like Babs. Now, she'll leave. I'm warning you.
Oh, no. She ain't leaving so fast. Now, relax.
Riley, I'm telling you that if you...
Peg, please. I know what I'm doing.
Mother. Babsy. What are you doing with that suitcase?
I'm leaving. I said I was leaving, and I meant it.
Oh, now, Babs, don't be silly, dear. Now, please go inside.
I mean it, Mother. I'm going to share Jane's apartment with her. I'll send for the rest of my things tomorrow, and I'll phone you. Goodbye.
To bed. But don't be foolish, dear. Oh, all I'm sorry of is silly quarrel, but your father didn't mean it.
Yes, he did. He told me to get out. Well, I'm going.
But he really didn't mean it, did you, Riley?
Well, you want to go? Go. Yeah.
Riley.
Don't worry. I'm going.
Well, go on. Go on. Who's stopping you?
Goodbye.
Riley, please. Babs, wait.
No, don't go after it.
Let's go.
No.
Don't you think she's really going?
She's not going. You've got to use psychology, Peg. Call her bluff. She won't get past the front door. Now, listen. She's in the hall. Yes, yes, she's stopped. Now watch. She's gone. Why did you let her go?
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But right now, I've asked Johnny Hacker, our head man on the saxophone, to help out with our three-way experts test. Well, now, Johnny, you're all set with the Pabst Blue Ribbon, are you?
Just about, Harry, as soon as I fill the glass.
Yeah. Boy, that sound is music to my ears, Johnny.
Okay.
Now, test number one. Notice that clear color, that creamy head.
Ah, it's pretty as a picture, Harry.
Looks that way every time. Now, test number two. Sniff it. Get a whiff of that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend.
Ah, lead me to it, brother.
Sort of makes you want to drink some, doesn't it?
You said it.
Well, go ahead. That's test number three. Go ahead, taste it. Taste that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon, huh?
Harry, just one beer in the whole world tastes this good. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No question about it. Finest beer served anywhere. So now, Johnny, what's your answer going to be next time you're asked, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow.
Peg, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, well, where were you? It's past supper time.
Well, where did you think I was?
Shopping?
I went to see Babs. I take some interest in my daughter's welfare, even if you don't. Well, aren't you even going to ask me where Babs is living?
Who's Babs?
For heaven's sake, how can you act like this about your own daughter?
I ain't got no daughter no more. If she can run off the way she did it.
Run off? Well, you practically kicked her out.
Yeah, well, I'm through with her. I'm disowning her. I'm cutting her out of my will. I'll just leave her $1. The law says I gotta do that, but that's all she'll get for me, $1.
Well, at the rate you're going, she'll be getting more than I will.
Don't worry. I'll teach her a lesson she'll never forget. Unless she comes back, of course.
She's not coming back. Yeah. I talked to her till I was blue in the face. She's very comfortable where she is. Her friend Jane has a lovely apartment.
I ain't.
Jane has money, so she's letting Bab share the apartment for very little.
I ain't interested.
Bab's already got a job in the school cafeteria.
I didn't listen to a word you said.
She gets $20 a week.
$20 a... Well, that's starvation wages. They can't do that to my daughter. If I had a daughter.
Oh, who are you trying to kid? You know you're sorry you drove the child away. Now, why don't you admit it?
I ain't admitting nothing. But if she wants to come back, she can come back.
I knew you'd come around. Mm. Now, you go to her apartment and tell her you apologize.
Oh, no, not me. Oh, she'll have to apologize to me.
Oh, Riley, you just admitted you were in the wrong.
I ain't apologizing.
Well, she isn't coming back until you do.
Oh, well, if that's the way she wants it, it's okay with me. She's got a stubborn streak in her. I swear I don't know where she gets it from.
Riley, sit down. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I spoke to Bev today.
Who's Bev?
Oh, now don't start that again. She's coming to dinner.
What? You invited her here? What right did you have to...
She happens to be my daughter.
She happens to be my daughter, too.
Oh, I thought you disowned her.
She happens to be my former daughter.
Oh, for once in your life, admit you were wrong. Now, she's making the first move. She's coming here for dinner. Took me hours to persuade her. Now, meet her halfway. Tell her you're sorry and she'll come back. Oh, I know she's not happy the way things are, and neither are you.
I don't care. She's got to be taught a lesson, even if I have to suffer. Other fathers might overlook and give in, but not me, because I'm a father who expects more from my children. That's the way I am. All my life, I've been an expectant father.
Anyway, she'll be here tonight.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to be here.
Riley!
No, I ain't going to be under the same roof with her.
Where are you going?
I'll come back when she's gone.
Where's Daddy, Mother?
He had to go out, dear.
Oh.
He misses you terribly, Dad.
He doesn't act like that.
Well, you know how your father is. He's so stubborn.
He had no right to treat me the way he did, spying on me.
I know, dear, and believe me, he's really sorry.
Well, why doesn't he say so?
Well, you know how he is. He'll never say it. But he loves you so much. But he told me how unhappy he is, and he promised if you came back, he'd never interfere again.
He did?
Yes, and you'll have all the privacy you want.
You really said that?
Of course. And you can have all the dates you want within reason.
I can?
Uh-huh. And you can entertain your friends, and he won't bother you or spy on you.
Oh, now you're telling the truth, Mother.
Why would I lie to you?
You're darn certain you would.
What?
I was in that closet. I heard every word you said.
Oh, you see, he's still spying.
You bet I am. And I'll keep on doing it until you can be trusted. And as far as I'm concerned, you can't be trusted until you're married. After that, let your husband worry. And all those things your mother said, that's not true. You want to come back, you come back on my terms. Unconditional surrender.
I won't.
Well, then you can go. And this time, if you go, it's no use you trying to come back, because I'm going to rent your room.
Really? But you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yes, I do. She don't want to respect her orders, let her go. Go on.
I will, and I'll never come back. Never. Nancy, yeah. Darling, don't. Wait, dear.
Oh, she's bluffing. She's gone. Why did you let her go?
I'm so glad you're home, Daddy. Now, trust me, dear, and do as I say it. Everything will work out fine.
But Daddy hasn't changed his attitude.
Mm-hmm. He will. You just leave it to me. Now, you go to your room.
But what about Johnny? He's calling for me here.
Don't worry about Johnny. You just stay in that room.
Well, all right, but I still don't see what good it's going to do.
I told you. Now, I'll just tell him that... there he is now. Hurry up in the room.
But Mother,
I haven't got time to explain, dear. Now, stay in there and don't make a sound.
Riley?
Yeah, it's late.
Riley, dear.
Now, just a minute. Daughter, I ain't interested.
But, Riley...
I don't want to hear.
I just want to tell you about her room.
Okay, what about it?
I rented it today.
What? Now, what did you want to go and do a stupid thing like that for?
But you put an ad in the paper.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you rented it. We'll teach Babs a lesson. Wait till she hears about it, then she'll come running back, but it'll be too late. You hear? It'll be too late.
Yes, dear, yes. I think it was a wise move.
You do? Well, who'd you rent it to?
Oh, a very nice person. I think you'll like her.
A girl?
Well, does it matter?
Well, why did you have to rent it to a girl? It'll keep reminding me of...
Of Bad?
Who's that?
Well, I had a hard time renting it. She wouldn't take it until I agreed to certain conditions.
Well, what conditions? What do you mean?
Well, she insists on a certain amount of privacy.
Well, naturally, she's entitled to privacy. Everybody is. It's not all that.
And she insisted that I fix up the room with a studio couch instead of a bed, so it'll be more like a sitting room, so she can entertain gentlemen callers.
Gentlemen callers? Well, she's got it right. After all, she's a young girl. Only natural for her to want a sociable life. How'll she get married if she don't? I got no objection.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want anybody snooping around in her room spying.
Well, she's right. And don't ever let me catch you doing it.
Oh, yes?
Evening, ma'am. I'm Johnny Blaine.
Oh, yes. You come to see our new boarder. Well, come right in. She's expecting you.
Now, just a minute.
Riley, remember our agreement.
Oh, yeah. Well, go right ahead, young man. Stay as long as you want.
Well, right in there.
Thank you, ma'am.
Riley, I almost forgot. She paid a week in advance. $5.
Oh.
Well, here, dear.
No.
Go on.
No,
go,
no.
Take it.
No, I don't want that kind of money. I wouldn't touch it if I was starving. A fine mother you turned out to be. My daughter is forced to live with strangers because you rent her room out. And you're not ashamed to take money for it. You're a funny mother, but I'm not. And if you think I'm going to stand for this, you've got another thing coming. My daughter is going to live here where she belongs, and I don't care what she does. This is her home, and she can have the run of it, and don't you dare interfere. And as for that boarder, I'll take care of her right now. Pack up and get out.
Daddy!
I'm not your daddy. You... Dad, it's you. You've come home. You couldn't stay away from me.
Of course not, Daddy.
What a revolting development this is.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. Year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is enjoyed in more countries throughout the world than any other American beer. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. And that is a fact, folks. Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one international favorite, the beer with the flavor the whole world knows. Why, even in Holland, land of windmills and wooden shoes, you can... You hear them? You hear those wooden shoes? That is a Dutchman on his way down to the corner for a Dutch treat with Pabst Blue Ribbon. In Holland, folks wear wooden shoes, and I admit that isn't news. Another point I'll make right here, those Dutch no Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Ask any man down by the dike, and you find out the beer he likes. What did you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What did you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What did you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Taste that flavor smooth and light, the beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
And from now on, Riley, you've got to let Babs lead her own life.
But, Peg, she's just a kid.
Riley, you promised me.
I did not. I thought we were talking about some boarder. You tricked me. I didn't promise nothing.
No. Well, then you better promise me right here and now.
But, Peg...
If you know what's good for you...
But, Peg, it's my duty to...
I want your promise.
Well... Hello? That's right.
Is this the Riley resident?
That's right.
I'd like to speak to Babs Riley, please.
Wrong number. Okay, Peg, I promise.
And now here's an important word from the man who makes Riley so smiley, William Bender.
Folks, I'd like to speak seriously to you for a moment. The increased demand for nurses by the armed services, hospitals, clinics, and other health agencies has opened up countless opportunities to those ready to start their nurses' education now. In well-equipped classrooms and laboratories, she studies interesting vital subjects like psychology, sociology, child care, chemistry, anatomy, and physiology. Family health service. She may live in a comfortable dormitory with girls her own age. She works under skilled supervision of doctors and highly trained graduate nurses. Upon graduation from a three-year course, she is eligible to become a registered nurse, and in collegiate schools of nursing, she may earn a B.S. as well. Contrary to popular belief, more young women are entering the nursing profession than ever before, and there are many reasons. The public has been educated to make use of hospitals. The tremendous increase in population with its rising birth rate. An improvement in medical treatment and use of new drugs and techniques which require more skilled nursing service. To fill current and future needs, enrollments of first-year students in schools of nursing must be pushed up to 50,000 this year. This means one out of every 10 young women graduating this year from America's high schools must enter nursing schools if the quota is to be met. The uniform of the nurse is a badge of honor. Its wearer is a brave soldier, constantly fighting a valiant battle to bring health and happiness to the many who depend upon her. It is a profession deserving of every young woman's deepest consideration. Thank you. Hello?
Is this Gladstone 65932?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Could I speak to Peg Riley?
Peg? What do you mean? Now they want my wife.
No. Wait, I'm only kidding, Riley. This is your old pal, Harry Bonzel. Just relax. I'm coming right over with some cold bottles.
Of what?
Well, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served. Anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Music by Lou Koslow. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Babs is Barbara Eiler. The boy tonight was Bobby Ellis, Tony, Gil Stratton. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Bonzel saying, hope you can be with us next week. Bye.
Bill Stern reports on sports next over many NBC stations.